New Guinea is a lizard's tail. Papua is the underside, above Cape York Peninsula, separated by a central mass of mountains from the former German colony of New Guinea. In this first program of the Time Belong Master series, Never a Colony, we'll be looking particularly at Papua, the former British New Guinea, which developed its own distinctive colonial style. Dr. Hank Nelson.
Australians were concerned that no one else should get into New Guinea, that is, no other European power. The Australians didn't think there was much there for them. They didn't think there was any obvious or immediate signs of wealth. But what worried them was that if some other European power, other than the British, got hold of British New Guinea, and then there's a war in Europe, and they've got an enemy right there on their door. They were most concerned about the French, who are already in New Caledonia, and the Germans. They tried to get the British to move. The British were reluctant. The Queenslanders even sent their own expedition up to Port Moresby and raised a flag for themselves. The British wouldn't have a bar of that. But in the next year, the British rather reluctantly agreed that they would annex New Guinea. At the very same time, the Germans moved, so that you got one of those classic divisions that happened in the 19th century. A line gets drawn on the map, the British take the southeast, the Germans get the northeast, and the Australians, crying with indignation, saying, "We told you that they..."